Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey.
And I'm Laura.
And today we're going to talk about a very special church in Taiwan.
Okay. And what is it?
Well, this church is able to blend cultures. It's the Yen Shui Holy Spirit Church. Ooh. And it's a Roman Catholic church. However, when you first see it, you would not think that it's a typical Catholic church, because it's not. It has bold colors and Chinese style art that makes it look a little bit more like a temple. And we will find out the reason for that once we get into the article.
Great. So it's kind of like a Chinese looking Roman church, Roman Catholic church. Very interesting. Okay, I guess we have to read the article and find out more.
Reading. Unique Church Blends Cultures. If you don't believe a Catholic church can resemble a traditional Taiwanese temple, seeing Tainan's Yen Shui Holy Spirit Church will convert you. This colorful house of worship is truly a sight to see. In fact, tourists come from far away to witness the church's unique interpretation of traditional Christian icons and art. When the church was remodeled in 1986, Father Conrad Eusebius Lee invited temple painters to decorate the walls. The largest painting is a reinterpretation of Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper. Jesus and his dozen disciples appear Chinese, and they hold chopsticks while they feast on steamed buns. There are also depictions of Confucius and Lao Tzu, meant to appeal to local tastes. Interestingly, all the images follow the Vatican's rules for Roman Catholic churches. Unfortunately, some of the artwork is peeling and faded due to humidity and camera flashes. Owing to the high repair costs, the church has asked the government for funds. However, the church is not eligible for public assistance since it doesn't have heritage status. Thus, for now, the church is relying on donations from church members and visitors to maintain its one-of-a-kind artwork.
All right, let's begin the article. If you don't believe a Catholic church can resemble a traditional Taiwanese temple, seeing Tainan's Yen Shui Holy Spirit Church will convert you. Okay, so we saw this word resemble, and it's actually a verb. So to resemble someone or something is to look like that person or that thing. Okay, so for example, most Catholic churches resemble each other. Okay, they look like each other. I actually resemble my father very much. I have a very similar face to my father. Now, the Catholic churches all over the world must follow certain rules. And that's why they often look very similar to one another. They all resemble each other.
That's true. Okay, 所以一开始我们课文就提到，如果你不相信这个天主教的教堂可以长得像这个传统的台湾庙宇，那我们就可能要去哪里？去台南的盐水天主圣神堂呢来看一下，因为呢一定可以让你转念而相信哦。OK， 我们首先看到就是刚刚 Jeffrey 老师提到的 resemble 这个动词，就是像什么、类似什么这样的意思。像是呢，我本身呢，我跟我爸爸很像，我可以说 I resemble my father in appearance。 as well, okay? Or if you say, we couldn't find anything resembling a good restaurant, that just means we couldn't find a good restaurant.And we also saw the word Catholic, 就是表示天主教的。但是注意哦，如果你要讲基督教，你可以用另外一个字，就是 Christian。而刚刚的课文提到的 convert， 其实呢，它有两个不同的意思哦。一般 convert 有着改变信仰这样的意思，不过在本课的课文，它是在玩一个双关语，表示呢会让你转变或是变换你的想法哦。Okay, let's continue reading.
And as they say, seeing is really believing.、
Mm.
So the article says this colorful house of worship is truly a sight to.See. So it's basically saying that you've got to see it for yourself because it's really a unique sight. Okay, now this church is a house of worship. Now, worship is the act of honoring or praying to a god or higher power. Okay, now some people also worship celebrities,
right.
like movie stars and、mm. singers. If you really love them,You follow all their moves and、all the rumors about them on the internet. You worship the celebrities. Okay.、however,、the worship of God is probably the most important part of most of the religions、
True.
On the planet.、
Yeah.
Worshipping the higher power. Okay. And、as I mentioned, a sight to see、mm-hmm. is something that you really need to see、mm. becausethe whole point of this article is the way that this church looks because it is something special. It's really worth seeing.
嗯，真的。接下来课文又提到，这间色彩缤纷的祭拜堂的确呢是个值得一看的景点。那其中我们提到了 worship 这个字，一般呢我们当然就有着敬仰，就是神明这样的意思咯。但是它也有崇拜这样的意思哦，像是刚刚 Jeffrey 老师提到的 worshiping celebrities， 就是偶像崇拜这样的意思啦。那如果我们形容一个地方是 a sight to see， 其中的 sight 有着名胜或者是观光地这样的意思，就是。表示哇，这个景点你一定得去看一看。Something is really worth seeing， 同样也有着这个很值得你去一探究竟、去看一看的意思。
Right, and a lot of people just visit the church not to pray or、mm-hmm. worship, but just to see the church. In fact, tourists come from far away to witness the church's unique interpretation of traditional.Christian icons and art. Okay, now a Christian icon would be an image of a saint, and、mm-hmm. that would be a very important person in the religion, someone who has really supported the church in the past or performed miracles, so they are often the subject of Christian artwork.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so an icon is an image.Kind of the same way icons on your computer desktop、
right.
are images. Okay, and this church has many interpretations of the art, special interpretations. So in art, an interpretation is the way you represent a painting, song, etc., and possibly changing it with your new interpretation,、mm. your new style of presenting the classic.Piece of art. For example, many pop music groups nowadays have very energetic and exciting interpretations of older classic songs from many years ago.
I like that actually. Okay. 那接着课文就提到事实上呢这观光客千里迢迢来一睹这间这个教堂对于这个传统基督教的神像和艺术的独特演绎。哇里面提到了好多字。像是 witness 这个字呢其实在本课当中呢是当作动词来用但是一般也可以当作名词来用。那在本课有着这个看到或是目击但是一般还有做什么样的证人这样的意思。因此它的名词 witness, 同样的字哦也是有着目击者啦或是见证人这样的意思。而刚刚我们提到哇它是有非常独特 的一个方式哦来演绎。独特的音我们可以用 unique， 注意它的重音是在第二音节 unique， 不要念错了。而 interpretation 一般有着诠释或是解释这样的意思，不过如果呢我们要表示像是对戏剧啦或是音乐啦，而且在这里我们看到是艺术的这个观点或是感受的一些的方式的话，我们就要表示是演绎啦或是表演这样子的意思哦。所以有时候我们会看到有些东西会全新在被诠释的话，我们就会用到 reinterpretation 这样子的字咯。
Alright, so you can reinterpret a work of art to give it sort of a new style. And really, every art form is subject to interpretation.
That's true.
For example, here we have paintings. Mm-hmm. A common example of a song that's been reinterpreted many, many times is the Happy Birthday song.
Oh,
you know, Happy
right.
Birthday to
that's
you.
True.
And if you go to different restaurants, you'll see that many of them have reinterpreted and
That's
they perform
true.
It in their own style.
Rock style.
And you get a free piece of cake. So when you go to a restaurant, tell them it's your birthday.
Okay, 所以刚刚 Jeffrey 提到了 every art form is subject to interpretation. 当我们用 open or subject to interpretation, 有着就是不同的人有不同的见解，就是有着见仁见智这样子的意思。Okay, let's continue reading. It says, when the church was remodeled in 1986, okay, you have to help me out here, Father Conrad...
I think it's Eusebius.
Okay, Eusebius Lee invited temple painters to decorate the walls. Okay, 所以这间教堂在西元1986年有 remodel, 就是重新整修。那我们就有这个李少峰神父有请到这个庙宇这个彩绘师 okay, 来装饰墙面哦。
So the church leaders really wanted to give their church a new look, a new style,And I guess they had the idea that it would really appeal to the public. It could please the eyes of visitors and people in the area. And it really has worked. Now, for example, the largest painting is a reinterpretation of Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper.
Wow.
The Last Supper. Mm. This is one of the most famous paintings by da Vinci and one of the most famous works of Christian artwork.In the world. So you may have seen it before. It's a very long table, very wide table, and Jesus is sitting in the middle, and he's surrounded by his 12 closest followers, who we'll talk about more in just a little bit.
Right?
And this painting became even more famous because of Dan Brown's book, The Da Vinci Code.And there was also a movie that featured this painting. So you've probably seen this painting before, but you probably saw the original, not the special new one that this church has.
Okay, see, 我们刚刚提到的 The Last Supper, 哇是非常有名的最后的晚餐，也就是这个达文西。不过在这个庙里面我们看到是他的仿作啦。Okay, 那最后的晚餐大家如果不知道的话，其实呢就是在这一天，就是这个耶稣他有预言，他跟十二个门徒一起就是吃最后的晚餐，说你们其中一个人即将出卖我，那大家就是感到很困惑或是哀伤。那其中一个呢叛徒就是 Judas, 他其实是在这个正左方的第三位哦，他其实大家会看到他的脸部的表情相当的这个可能就是心虚了，而且他手中还抓着出卖耶稣的酬劳，很有趣。
So here's the interesting part. Jesus and his dozen disciples appear Chinese.
Nice.
And they hold chopsticks while they feast on steamed buns. Okay, so his dozen disciples.A disciple is a very close follower of a religious leader or any of the followers of a religion. So, for example, disciples of the Prophet Muhammad are followers of the Islamic religion.
OK, 但有趣的是哦，跟这个我们对于就是耶稣的样貌的话，在这个盐水的这个天主教堂，我们看到的是耶稣跟他十二个门徒，他们是用汉人的样貌，而且他们还拿着筷子享用包子呢。其中刚刚我们提到的 dozen 就是一打这样的意思，所以通常蛋我们都是一打一打的买 ，a dozen of eggs， 而 disciples 是有门徒的意思。
And
feast?
In the painting they feast, which just means to eat and drink plenty, usually with other people. So after a long hike or any long exercise, it's great to feast on nutritious, healthy food.
Okay, 所以呢 feast 一般有大餐的意思当作名词，不在这里 feast on 就是表示尽情享受这样子的意思啦。Okay, next we read, there are also depictions of Confucius and Lao Tzu meant to appeal to local tastes.
Right, I mentioned this word appeal, which means to be attractive to someone, perhaps because it's familiar to them. So these characters are very familiar to the people of Tainan. Now, there are restaurants that use clowns and bright colors to and they have, they really appeal to kids by doing that. Okay, you know the restaurants I'm talking about.
Right, okay, depiction 就是有这个描述或是描绘这样的意思，所以在壁画中也有孔子跟老子的描绘，为什么呢？就可以更加符合当地的文化，就是 local taste.
But interestingly, all the images follow the Vatican's rules for Roman Catholic churches. Okay, the Vatican is the capital of the Roman Catholic Church, and it makes all the rules for the Catholic world.
Right.
But unfortunately, some of the artwork is peeling and faded. It's getting old due to humidity and camera flashes. Okay, humidity is water in the air. It's how much water is in the air. So there is so much humidity in the summer in Taipei that it's really uncomfortable.
Right, and owing to the high repair costs, the church has asked the government for funds. Now we have to stop here for a while because owing to is our shortcut for you. Let's take a look.
Shortcut for you.
Where is Pat? He should be here by now.
Tim, I'm sorry I'm late.
What happened?
Well, I was late owing to the bad traffic.
Don't worry, you don't owe me anything except an apology.
Of course I'm sorry, but we use owing to mean because of or due to something.
Oh, right. Owing to means 由于.
You've got it.
I wonder why the traffic was so bad.
Well, the traffic was bad owing to a big accident that happened on Roosevelt Road.
Oh dear, I hope no one was hurt.
Well, owing to the quick arrival of the ambulances, nobody died at the accident.
All right. However, the church is not eligible for public assistance since it doesn't have heritage status, okay? Because it's not old and famous.It can't get money from the government.
Thus, for now, the church is relying on donations from church members and visitors to maintain its one-of-a-kind artwork.
So people who visit there or go to pray there should give a little bit of money to help maintain the great artwork.
For You Chat.
Our For You Chat question, Jeffrey, what is the most colorful place you have visited?
The most colorful place I have ever visited was the tropical rainforest in Brazil. I was a young child, but I can remember all the flowers and animals of all colors of the rainbow.
Oh, I want to go and take a look
It's
myself.
Great.
Okay, so what about you? What do you guys think is the most colorful place you have visited? Have a chat, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Unique Church blends cultures. If you don't believe a Catholic church can resemble a traditional Taiwanese temple, seeing Tainan's Yenshui Holy Spirit Church will convert you. This colorful house of worship is truly a sight to see. In fact, tourists come from far away.To witness the church's unique interpretation of traditional Christian icons and art. When the church was remodeled in 1986, Father Conrad Eusebius Lee invited temple painters to decorate the walls, The largest painting is a reinterpretation of Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper. Jesus and his dozen disciples appear Chinese, and they hold chopsticks while they feast on steamed buns. There are also depictions of Confucius and Lao Tzu, meant to appeal to local tastes. Interestingly, all the images follow the Vatican's rules for Roman Catholic churches. Unfortunately, some of the artwork is peeling and faded due to humidity and camera flashes. Owing to the high repair costs, the church has asked the government for funds. However, the church is not eligible for public assistance since it doesn't have heritage status. Thus, for now, the church is relying on donations from church members and visitors to maintain its one-of-a-kind artwork. Vocabulary Review. Worship. An important part of many religions is the worship of one or more gods. Interpretation. The two members of the book club had totally different interpretations of the novel. Disciple. Disciples of Christianity do their best to follow 10 basic rules. Feast. After their final soccer match, the hungry kids feasted on pasta. Appeal. Restaurants with cartoon characters on the walls appeal mostly to children. Humidity. The humidity in the air is always high after a rainstorm.